The most interesting discoveries sometimes happen by accident. Just ask a team of archaeologists from the University of Florida. They were studying the impacts of the BP Deepwater Horizon oil spill and discovered details about culture and trade in an ancient village. Drone-mounted lasers were an essential part of the process. My colleague Marco Werman spoke with Terry Barber with the University of Florida's archaeology program. Barber told Marco that his team was contacted by Fish and Wildlife to assess the impacts of the oil spill on Raleigh Island.
Essentially, once they got to Raleigh Island, they started walking around and found this sort of complex of all these shell rings that hadn't been recorded in the 90s.
So when you say shell rings, are you literally talking about a ring of seashells that define this inhabitable area?
Yeah, so it is literally a ring of shell. Sometimes they're tall, sometimes they're pretty subtle. And shell rings show up in the southeast starting in the late Archaic period. And there's a lot of theories out there as to what they represent. Some people think that they were villages, that basically what you're seeing is accumulated refuse of just living in a place over time. Another side of the spectrum, people see these things more as gathering spaces or sacred spaces that people would come to periodically. I tend to fall towards that perspective. In terms of who was living there, they were without doubt Native Americans. They almost certainly had a name for themselves, but what that name is, we don't know.
So some of your research and details of what you found made possible by something called LIDAR. That's light detection and ranging. How does LIDAR work and how did you use it?
Basically, it's mapping with lasers, a 3D scan, if you will, of the ground. And the Gator Eye team that we reference, those guys are great. We brought them on board because this is pretty much the cutting edge of LIDAR applications. You know, typically LIDAR sets came from equipment attached to planes, and it's fairly expensive, as you would imagine. And, you know, you've got good data that's going to probably be better than what you can get on the ground with, you know, normal surveying equipment. But it might be fairly common to get a point and just know that you have a margin of error of maybe like a meter. And essentially what the Gator Eye team are able to do is shoot something like 650,000 points a second.
Wow.
We could work for 6 months, 40 hours a day, 7 days a week, and not begin to approach the detail and the precision that they can with drone-mounted LIDAR. It was incredible.
Terry, what is the significance of this discovery? Like, why should people know about the settlement?
I could sit here and talk to you forever about why I think it's cool, but there's two things that this site really has going for it. One are the shell rings themselves showing up this relatively late in history. And then secondly, you have a lot of bead manufacture going on here, specifically from this one species of marine shell called the lightning whelk, which was a really spiritually charged and important item to Native Americans. And unfortunately, we sort of have a lack of data on the source side of things, you know, how Florida communities engaged in bead production and trade. There's always more testing you could do. And I'll be back out in December testing some more of these spaces.
Terry Barber, he's in the archaeology program at the University of Florida. Terry, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.